With a 16-4 vote on Saturday, the state Senate approved House Bill 23, allowing public financing of the Kinnickarm Crossing. The approval moves the $892 million project forward by updating the project's financial model. The bill allows funding for the bridge to come from three public entities, one-third from bonds, one-third from National Highway System funds, and the final third from federal loans. Senate Press Secretary Carolyn Kukert says the bill allows the state to issue $300 million in bonds to be paid back over a 20-year period. The plan next calls for a line of federal credit to be tapped for an additional $300 million. These so-called TIFIA loans have to be approved by the federal government. Kukert says the new financial plan hinges on the TIFIA loans.
If those federal TIFIA loans are not granted to us, this project under this model cannot go forward.
If the TIFIA loans are approved, the state will use another federal source of funds, the Statewide Transportation Improvement Program, or STIP, for the remaining $300 million. Kukert says the bill also returns management of the bridge program to the Kinnickarm Bridge and Toll Authority, or KABATA.